This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So Jay Powell, it appears, has changed his mind. I could play you some more audio from the Fed chair and his testimony on Capitol Hill today, but really, there are just two things you need to know about it. Number one, the virus. So say both Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, his co-testimony giver today. The virus is still in charge of this economy. So there's that. Number two, and this is actually the news, Powell is pretty clear now that inflation and controlling it have bumped up to the top of the Fed's list of things to do. And in fact, that he is now open to speeding up how quickly the Fed pulls back on its big bond buying program. And that, in turn, was the greater part of the stock market agita today. And now you're up to speed. The lesser part of the agita, if you will, was what the Omicron variant is going to mean for economic activity, which is shorthand for how consumers are going to react to it. In a related item, we learned this morning that consumer confidence ticked down a bit in November. The Conference Board said so today. And that decline, which lags, right, it's backward looking, that decline was driven mostly by inflation worries and a little bit by the Delta variant. So Marketplace's Justin Ho has more now on Omicron confidence.
If virus cases spike and if governments impose restrictions, Lynn Franco at the Conference Board says it's safe to say
that could dampen consumer confidence in the months ahead.
Franco says consumers might spend less, especially on in-person services, which are the most vulnerable to a surge of COVID infections.
That's going to impact, the entertainment industry, travel, leisure, and so forth.
Thing is, the emergence of the Delta variant this summer didn't really dampen consumers' increasing enthusiasm for that kind of spending, says Tim Quinlan, senior economist at Wells Fargo.
That kind of weighed on what was expected to be a big surge in services spending this summer. And while Delta certainly dented that, it didn't stop it.
Consumer confidence doesn't always turn on a dime. Quinlan says other factors could actually help mitigate any downturn in confidence. For instance, vaccination rates are higher now than they were when Delta emerged, and the job market is strong.
You've never had a greater share of consumers agree that jobs are as plentiful as they are today.
We'll have to wait several weeks to learn about Omicron's effect on consumer confidence. Lizanne Saunders is chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab, a current Marketplace underwriter. She says she'll be watching other indicators in the meantime.
There are real-time mobility-based metrics, box office receipts, open table seated diners, New York City subway turnstiles, TSA traveler throughput.
Those indicators, Saunders says, will give us a sense of how consumers are reacting before the Consumer Confidence Index does. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.